This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, a new study finds a protein linked to Alzheimer's disease also contributes to diabetes and obesity. It's called the amyloid precursor protein, or APP. That's the same amyloid believed to form plaque that may cause cognitive decline. The study's senior author is Dr. Philip Scherer of UT Southwestern Medical Center's Diabetes Center. He talked with me about how APP causes problems in the body's fat cells.
APP is actually expressed at high levels in the fat tissue. Not so much expressed in lean fat tissue, but in obese fat tissue, it's expressed at very high levels. And unlike in the brain, where it forms these plaques outside the cells, it goes to the wrong place inside the fat cell, and it ends up in these little energy-producing organelles, the mitochondria, where it causes major mitochondrial dysfunction.
The link here between APP and diabetes is what? How would one lead to the other?
So as we expose ourselves to what we all do, high-fat diets, and we most of us gain weight as we age, the fat cell is challenged by these high-fat diets. And it turns out that these high-fat diets actually lead to the production, basically, of APP within the fat cell themselves. And then as the fat cell becomes challenged and less functional, we actually progress towards a type 2 diabetic state where we have high levels of insulin resistance. What's interesting is that we know from the Alzheimer's field that there is an association between type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's disease. So there is good reason to call what you sometimes hear Alzheimer's disease is the diabetes of the brain. This is based on the fact that the nerve cells become insulin resistant. We have high sugar levels in the brain that can actually enhance the formation of these plaques. Mm-hmm. Now, independent of that, I think we can actually learn a lot of important lessons from studying the fat cells and see what happens there. Even though we don't have plaque formation in our fat tissue, the very fact that the induction of APP can actually lead to this high level of dysfunction of our fat tissue is an interesting new spin. And we can certainly now also check in the brain whether or not a similar mechanism is associated with that neurodegeneration we see in the context of Alzheimer's disease. It is fair to say, while we say that, again, Alzheimer's may be the diabetes of the brain, we could actually argue that diabetes would be the Alzheimer's of the fat cell, basically, right? We knew that this was expressed in our fat cells for a long time, but now we've really linked it directly to systemic metabolism, to our metabolic well-being, and type 2 diabetes.
So the result of this finding can be what?
Well, we certainly have gained a lot of insights into what actually leads to the problems that we see in our fat tissue as we gain weight. But I think we can also learn a lesson for the brain from this. What we now see in the fat cells could actually also potentially apply to our nerve cells in the brain. They may actually engage in an energetic deficit, so to speak, because again, within the nerve cells, this APP protein may actually also mislocalize and cause similar troubles that it causes in adipose tissue, in fat tissue in the periphery.
So through APP, you've perhaps discovered another clue as to what the cause of Alzheimer's might be.
That is correct. But of course, for someone like me who is interested in diabetes and obesity and what we can do about that, I think it shed an important insight into the mechanism of what's going on in our fat tissue as we gain weight, because we know that weight gain per se is not necessarily a bad thing. It's an attempt of the fat cell to compensate for excessive energy intake. The problem is that in many instances, our fat cells have a problem with that. They become what we would say angry fat cells. They become inflamed.
and they cause a lot of trouble that ultimately leads to a dramatically increased incidence in cardiovascular disease, in certain types of cancers, and of course, type 2 diabetes.
Dr. Scherer, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.